This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
206-803-ROCK. What minor inconvenience drives you absolutely insane? We're bringing this up because CVS is piloting this new feature in its app that will allow the customers to unlock those theft-proof cabinets so you don't have to wait for someone.
I have to say, that is a massive inconvenience at Target. It's gotten to the point where I think some of the employees just kind of like leave them slightly unlocked because they're just as sick of probably having to like go walk on over, unlock something so I could get shampoo, and then lock it back up again.
Many feel that those theft-proof cabinets, just like you, Steve, are a massive inconvenience. So we want to know from our rockaholics.
So there's an app now that will open it? So we just assume that criminals don't have phones or apps? Right. I don't know if this is necessarily the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Who am I to poo-poo on their new technology?
So what minor inconvenience drives you absolutely insane? 206-803-ROCK. Solomon, you're on 405. What is that minor inconvenience for you?
Deal with automated phone system.
Oh, dude.
It's the worst.
It's awful.
Then to add insult to injury, you sit there and having to listen to the whole, we value your customer, value as a customer. If you value me as a customer, you'd have more operators.
No kidding.
And you used to have the workaround. You just hit zero and you're like that. But then they got smart to that.
You know what I just do? I just say customer service, customer service, customer service.
I say whatever it is, I'm canceling because they put you through quick. If like you have if it's something where you have that option, even if it's not what I'm doing, and then they're like, well, this isn't. I'm like, well, that's my problem.
Go save the sale.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Paul from West Seattle. What is the minor inconvenience that drives you absolutely insane?
Well, I actually have two of them.
Okay.
One is that your friend comes over and he says he's going to be there in like 20 minutes to a half hour, and it's an hour and a half later, and he finally shows up.
Well, I'm sure he hit traffic.
Yeah. And number two is waiting on hold, listening to you guys play music.
Yeah.
Thanks for your patience.
Put them back on hold. We got more songs for you to listen to, buddy.
206-803-ROCK. Casey from Bonnie Lake, what is that minor inconvenience that drives you absolutely insane?
Well, have you ever been driving on the freeway and you can see that there's a cop, but he's clearly like off duty, going home, like just wants to see his kids, right? But every car on the freeway is doing exactly 60.
Yes.
Somehow trying to fool this guy. Like, that's what we always do.
That's behavior. Cool.
My favorite is, like, you'll be on 405 going to Puyallup, and, like, everyone's slowing down, and you look at the cop car, and it's, like, a cop car from, like, Issaquah. I'm like, it's clear he's not looking for things. Like, this guy lives probably where we live, and he's working in Issaquah.
It's not his jurisdiction.
The one that drives me nuts, here we go, is when you think you're, like, oh, crap, there's a cop in front of me. Let me slow it down, make sure I'm doing this. And then you keep going, and then you finally start itching past, and it's a freaking, like, random security guard car that's not even a cop car, but it looks like a cop car. I'm like, I've been doing 60 for you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that bothers me so much.
206-803-ROCK. Brian from Squim, what is the minor inconvenience that drives you insane?
Well, it's just one of my pet peeves, but
I hate going to the bathroom and having the toilet paper come off the backside.
Oh, I'm with you. It goes over the top. Everybody knows that, right?
Different, I was thinking of a different backside.
I like it that way too, Brian. And if I'm at somebody's house and it's the wrong way, I will fix it at their house.
Why?
Because.
What kind of weird house guest are you? I like this text. I'm driving my 9-year-old to school. You asked this question about what's a minor inconvenience, and he immediately busts out with school. LOL. I guess we know where he stands. Have a great day.
And he's not wrong. It's a minor inconvenience.
And another person had to go on convenience fees. They're a minor inconvenience. They give you no other way to pay anymore. Like when you buy tickets online and it's like for a handling trip, I'm like, who's handling it?
Yeah.
Nobody. It's just it's a computerized system that's giving me these tickets. There's not like somebody like behind a desk that's like, you know, sorting out the paper tickets anymore.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.